Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The 35th annual Kenai Peninsula Sport Rec and Trade Show is taking place this weekend at the Sultana Regional Sports Complex. After a hiatus due to the COVID-19 pandemic, the event returns and it's expected to be a very busy weekend as Alaskans from across South Central Alaska will come to Sultana for this event. The 2019 Sports Show was the most successful show to date with a record number of attendees and the Alaskan-made exhibit returns for a second year. The event is being put on by the Kenai Peninsula Association of Realtors, and CEO Kelly Martin, who's also in charge of the Kenai Peninsula Sport Rec and Trade Show, spoke with KSRM.
We have so many activities this year. We're kicking the show off with our opening night, May 6th, from 6 to 9 p.m., and every attendee that comes, they get treated to food and beverages, beer and wine for those with 21 or older, lots of great opening night specials from all our vendors, a wall of guns, and that's all weekend long. And then not to mention our normal activities like the popular kids fish pond, the mechanical bull, the horse rides, but we've now added axe throwing and even laser tag all weekend long. Governor Dunleavy will be there Friday night, opening night. There will be a dunk tank. Hospice is having a fundraiser with a dunk tank.
Martin promotes the show's events that are happening on Saturday and Sunday as well.
Yeah, bring the family. There's so much for the whole family. It is Mother's Day weekend, so many of our vendors have Mother's Day sales. You'll be able to take a picture with your mom in our Mother's Day photo booth, and that's free for everyone. And of course, the activities for the kids, like the trout pond and the wall of guns all weekend long. And we even have several food vendors.
For more information, RadioKenai.com. The Kenai City Council enacted an ordinance that would accept and appropriate private donations to the Kenai Animal Shelter for the care of animals. The Kenai Animal Shelter recently received monetary donations from a number of donors totaling $591.38, and those funds are intended to support the care of animals at the shelter. City of Kenai Mayor Brian Gabriel said,
I think I could probably just speak for the entire body when I'd like to just express our gratitude for the monetary donations. Looks like we have individual donors are Sarah and Glenn Lockwood, James Spalding, Shan Tentila, Gerald Johansson, Barbara Dilly, a pet finder donation, and an anonymous donation. So thank you for those folks to donate to our animal control shelter.
The animal control chief identified equipment modification needs for the utilization of the donated funds. The identified improvements to be made at the shelter with the funds will help improve the care of animals. The improvement being pursued will allow staff to replace some current dog kennel latches that no longer function properly, which will help ensure the safety of both dogs, staff, and volunteers. Kenai Police Chief Dave Ross wrote to council requesting consideration of the ordinance accepting and appropriating the donated funds to assist in the care of the animals as they were intended. And accepting these donations will help further the mission of the Kenai Animal Shelter, which is to provide humane care and shelter to all animals housed there and to fairly enforce the city's code of animal ordinances throughout the city of Kenai. Additionally, the Kenai Animal Shelter wrote on social media earlier this week that their kennel floors will be resurfaced with a scheduled completion date of Sunday, May the 8th.
This has been This Week on the Kenai, on the One, KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.